Sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus. Rabbi Mori and Imi Morasi, Linishmas, Maris Esther Basrib Shmuel, based on the Torah of Man Rosh HaYeshiva of Futnes Hatzal. It says in the Torah, Boal Paro, Kini Echbati Aslibo, etc. Come to Paro because I hardened his heart. The man to Sabir, both Nebincho, and Bincho, Esther, Sol Alti, Mitzrayim, Vesel Sosa, Esher Samti Vam. In order that you should tell in the ears of your sons and your sons' sons how I played around with the Egyptians and the signs that I placed in them. So there are two big kashas here. Number one, Mitzvah Yetzias Mitzrayim has told us again and again, Lashon of Bincha, V'igadata LeBincha, V'yishalcha Bincha. And here, we all of a sudden get the grandchild involved. In order that you tell your son and your son's son. Why is all of a sudden we throw in the grandson as well? And number two, why isn't this a source for Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? Here we have a beautiful source of that you're chayv l'sapir Yetzias Mitzrayim, yet it's not brought in the poskim. But it says, I'm doing this whole in order that you should relate in the ears of your sons and your sons' sons what I did to Mitzrayim. So why isn't this one of the makaros for Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim? What does it mean Asher Hisalalti b'Mitzrayim? Rashi explains Sachakti, I played around with them. So why dafka here do we have this lashon of Hisalalti? Beforehand, we have a lashon of makos. It doesn't say asher sachakti b'mitzrayim. So why pitom now do we start talking about his alauti, sachakti? The key to opening up this difficulty is in the Rambam, Hilchos Tshuva, in the 6th chapter, in the 3rd halacha. So what the Rambam says here famously is that Hashem took away Paro's Bechira. That was his punishment because of his sins. Lost his free choice. V'lama yoshalech lo biyad Moshe, v'omer lo shlach v'asei tshuva, v'omer lo kodesh baruch hu shein ata sholech, sh'nemar, v'ata v'avadecha yadati ki terem tirun ki m'bnei Hashem elokim, g'day lo diya l'boi olam, etc. So why did God send in the hand of Moshe and send him to Paro so that Paro should do tshuva, and yet Kadosh Baruch already told Moshe that Paro wouldn't let the Jewish people go, as it says in Perek Tes, I realize that you and your subjects still don't fear Hashem. So the reason is to make known to all the inhabitants of the world that when Hashem withholds repentance from a sinner, he can't repent and he's going to die in his rishus. So, when originally Paro's heart was hardened, we could have understood that the idea here is, like it says in Yuma 38b, that if somebody wants to be Tamei, it's opened up for him. He can become as Tamei as he wants. But according to the Rambam, the source for the gates of tshuva being locked, the door of tshuva being locked, is from the pasuk Va'atav Avadecha, Yadati. I realize that you and your subjects still do not fear God. Kitarim Terum B'nei Hashem Elokim. And you're not going to send them away, even though Paro said, I am going to send them away. So the Rambam explains the pasuk Va'atav Avadecha Yadati, Kitarim Terum B'nei Hashem Elokim, meaning, I know that you're not going to send them. And if so, the locking of the doors of tshuva was already earlier, was later in the Makom of Barad. Was earlier in the Makom of Barad. Before Parshas Bo, was still in Parshas Vayera. And therefore, in the Hakdama to Makas Arba, which comes after Barad, it says, Hisalalti Sachakti. I know that you're not going to send them. The gates of Tshuva have already been locked. And I'm still sending you Makas. And this Hanhaga is Hanhaga of Schok. In other words, the joke is that you're still going to get the makas, but you're not sending them anyway. So the whole thing is just a farce. And the Hesalalti was mischadish in this makah, the makah of Arbe, the eighth makah, because in the seventh makah, we're told that the gates of tshuva are being locked up. So in the seventh makah of Barad, the gates of tshuva are being locked for Paro. And then in the eighth makah, so it turns into a joke. Hisalalti. I'm going to play around with you. You're going to get all these makas, but you're not sending them because I'm not going to let you send them because I'm hardening your heart. And maybe that's what Rabbi Yehuda meant when he put Barad together with the last set of makas. We have Tzach, Hadash, Be'achav. So you put them with Be'achav and not with Hadash, because there's a chiluk between the Tzach, the Hadash, and the Be'achav. We have 3, 3, and 4. So one of them needs to be 4. So why can't you have 3, 4, and 3? Why does it have to be 3, 3, and 4? The answer is that Barad goes together with Arbe. You have to be Be'achav. Be'achav is Barad, Arbe, Choshech, Bechoros. So the Beis has to be with the Aleph. The Barad has to be with the Arbe. Because there's a direct continuation here. Asher Hisalalti is Nimshach Va'atav Avadecha Yadati. I realize that you and your subjects still do not fear God. Paro is not fearing God, which means that, according to the Rambam, that God is closing his heart. This is Moshe speaking to Paro. Be'omer, I love Moshe, but says he's here for us, his kapai, etc. V'tavavadecha yadati ki terem turum v'nei Hashem elokecha. We know you don't fear Hashem. So that's Barad. And that's Moshe speaking in the name of God. That's it. You have lost your Bechira. And therefore in Arbe, that's the Hemshech, next Makkah, it's Hisalalti, this Sachakti. Now it's just a game. You're not freeing them anyway. It's a farce. The Rambam writes, V'lama yoshelech lo biyad Moshe, v'arma lo shelech v'asei tshuva, k'varma lo kodesh baruch hu ha'inat ha'meshelech, sh'nemar v'tavadecha yadati. So why was he sending Moshe and telling him to send them away and do Jews away and do tshuva? God says he's not going to. Klamar lo zeschok. So im yesh kani ilas delas etshuva lama chozer morei akach umakeba. So what's this is a big joke. He's not sending them away anyway. So what's he sending Moshe for? So the answer is, says the Rambam, kedei lehodia l'bayi olam shebizman shemoneh HaKadosh Baruch Hu tshuva l'chote enu yachol lashuv ele yamas berisho sha'asa b'tchila b'rtzona etc. ele chato me'atzman nischaivu kulam l'mnoa mehem tshuva. So the Rambam says, this is to teach us this theological principle that everyone has to know that when Hashem withholds repentance from a sinner, he cannot repent. He will die in the wickedness that he committed originally. So we have a chiddush haflev afela. Our understanding of the Makkos is that they are a means and a stage in the derech of the Geula of Yisrael. From the Rambam it comes out that this whole anhaga with Paro of his salalti, its purpose was lehodia lebayi olam, to tell the ganz zevelt, as if there's no inyan, there's no cheshbon with klal Yisrael, the cheshbon's with the whole world. And this of course cannot be. Yitzias Mitzrayim is a yisod in Amunas Yisrael. And how can we have a seder by Yitzias Mitzrayim, something going on by Yitzias Mitzrayim, that has nothing to do with Am Yisrael? This is just for the goyim. That's the whole thing. It's just l'odia l'bay olam, and it has no shaychus to klal Yisrael. So lo yachol liyot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu introduces himself. Anochi Hashem Elokecha asher hotzeicha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Kiviyachol, his visitor card, his kartis bikul, is I'm God who took you out of Egypt. The whole thing is connected to Klal Yisrael. And it's also important to know that when it says Namogu Kol Yeshvei Kenan, it's not just by Kriyas Yamsuf that they were melting. It wasn't just an automatic result, but that's part and parcel of Lahodia L'Bayi Olam. So that's the half-flav of fellow that we don't understand how this can only be shaykh to Dumas Olam. Godel apela v'astima poseach mavo. So this gewaldige schwerkeit, this great difficulty, is an opening for a new havana in the tzur of Yitzias Mitzrayim. The whole mahalach that we describe doesn't exist in the world of Beis and Shalmata. B'dinei Adam, what we describe is Shaloka Din. And even though we find the din on the poskim, what's the din of a person who puts himself in a matzav of ones? That's only legabe Torah ones. Is he considered ones or not if he placed himself willingly in a state of ones? But lo alame olam aladat, nobody ever thought to say that if somebody is machnis atzmo la'ones, if he places himself in a state of extenuating circumstances, is going to be forced to do an avera, that he has a din of a mezid. He doesn't have a din of a mezid. He might lose his status of ones, but he doesn't have a din of a mezid. But b'dinei shamayim, when it comes to locking the gates of tshuva, this ne'ila, this lacking, is because halochata me'atzmo tchila. He sinned. And even though normally malchus de ara kein malchus de rakia, the malchus of the sky, the malchus of earth is like the malchus of the sky, like we find in Brachos 58a. Here there is no comparison. Paro accepts Ara ben Choshech after the gates of tshuva have been locked, just like he gets Daman Svaradeya before the gates of tshuva were locked. So here you have a case where Paro now is a din mezid, even though he isn't mezid, but he put himself in this situation because of his earlier averus, and now it's not his fault anymore, it doesn't matter. He still is a din of mezid. We don't have this b'dinei Adam. B'dinei Adam, if you put yourself in a matzav of where you're forced, where you don't have free choice anymore, so you might not be an ones since you put yourself in that situation, but amazed you're not. Here, power is the din of amazed, so you see, dinei shamayim is different than dinei adam. And the shoresh for this shinui between dinei adam and dinei shamayim is vashteten chumesh laman tzvos harovas hatzmeya. It says in Tvarim chapter 29, verse 18, laman tzvos harovas hatzmeya. What does that mean? Harava hu shogeg sha'asa ba'adam ka'adam shikra shalom idas. It's that smear she also midas of a taiva. Also, the pranas of Mashasa, the Hene Bishogi, Visi Mavri Alem, Goriamatish had served him amazed, Vephraim and Menuako. In other words, what Rashi explains is that Hashem is saying that because of our sins, what we originally did as a Rava, which is when somebody is saturated with liquid, with alcohol, and he's drunk, I'm going to put that together with the smea, with what a person does when he's thirsty, when he does midas with taiva. In other words, until now, what he did b'shogeg, I overlooked it. But now I'm going to connect it to what was mazed, and I'm going to exact punishment on everything. In other words, we're mitzarif here, the shalomi daito l'daito. We connect the what was done unwittingly to what was done wittingly. What was done unwillingly to what was done willingly. And there we see is Hadehechan Magia Koch HaBechira. Vimrak Tiga Bechira B'makom She'eino Shel Bechira Netapechet Af HaMakom Ahu Shme'atzmo Lo Aita Lo Bechira L'mahut Shel Bechira K'inyan Kol HaMagia B'mizbech Yikdash Mizbech Yikdash Haflaga Kazo Shel Otzem HaBechira. We see from here how great is the Koach HaBechira. If Bechira touches a place that is not of Bechira, so that place, that by itself didn't have Bechira, now it's like it has Bechira, like anything that touches the Mizbeach becomes sanctified, like it says in Shmos chapter 29, verse 37. In other words, a person misuses his koach ha-bechira, so then, even where he doesn't have bechira, that's going to count as bechira. Because he originally misused his koach ha-bechira. So in Shemayim now, it's as if he did it with bechira. Because when that's the punishment for misusing his bechira. Now what he does, even without bechira, is considered as if it was done with bechira, because it touched bechira. How did it touch bechira? Because he did... He made the wrong decisions with Bechira, so even the decisions he made without Bechira are now impacted by that. And Hashem views it as if he did it with Bechira. And that's because he misused his Koach HaBechira. And with deep thought, we can understand the Pasuk of Bechira. Re'ei natati lefanecha et ha'chaim ve'et ha'tov ve'et ha'mavet ve'et ha'ra. Look, I have placed before you what is life and what is good, and what is death and what is bad. Ubipshitus, we understand that Bechira is Bein Tov V'ra, the choice is between good and evil, and life and death, it says, I'm placing before you life and good, death and bad. So what's Bechira? Tov against Ra. Chaim and Maves are the punishment. You choose good, it's life. You choose bad, it's death. But how could it be that God is placing the Schar and Onesh in the words Nasati Lefanecha? What's Nasati Lefanecha? I place before you. That's talking about Bechira. I'm placing before you life and good, death and bad. So, it implies that the life and death are also part of the Bechira, but they're not. They're Schar Va'onesh for the Bechira, but it's not the actual Bechira. So B'Pshitut Ro'im B'Chaim V'Mavet Rak Noch Shlefenish. What does it mean, Noch Shlefenish? Shlepenish. You just schlep it along. That Chaim and Maves are dragged after Tov and Ra. But the truth is we're talking about the Ikar Adav, we're not talking about something that's dragged along. Right now, we have to understand life and death, not B'Torah Schar V'Onesh per se, of his Maisa Bechira, but rather as Schar and Onesh for Maisim Shirak Biglal, that only because they touched Maisim of true Bechira, now he gets Schar V'Onesh. Like Rashi says, Leman Svos HaRava Esatzmeya Mashad Achshav Yisi Mavir Aleim, until now I'd overlook it. The Rava, what you did when you were drunk, B'Shogeg, it wasn't included in the Onesh. Ata Tzarefem etc. V'Ephraim and Akol. Now I'm going to combine it and I'm going to exact punishment for everything. Because of the Nasati Lifanecha entered Tchumin, included in the Nasati Lifanecha, are now Tchumen of Chaim V'Mavis, of life and death, that without the Maisa Bechira they wouldn't come into the Cheshbon of Schar V'Onesh. V'kach Nefach Nish Bechira Oif Bechira, and thereby a non-Bechira comes into a no-Bechira comes into a yes-Bechira. In other words, what was done with Bechira, obviously the people are going to be punished for. But now, even what was done without Bechira, they're also going to be punished. In other words, the Chaim and the Maves are Schar V'Onesh and Maisim that touched Maisa Bechira. In other words, obviously Chaim and Mavis are the reward and punishment, but they're reward and punishment that relate to the idea of Bechira. Because Re'ena Sati Lefanecha Sechaim V'Esetov V'Esamavis V'Esara, I'm placing before you Bechira. And what's the Bechira? Chaim V'Tov Mavis V'Ra, which means that if you do things with Bechira, then obviously you're going to get reward and punishment commensurate to what you did. But even things that you did without Bechira are also going to be included in Chaim V'Mavis. Why? Because they connected to Bechira. If one made the wrong choices on purpose, then even the choices he didn't make on purpose, he's also going to have to pay for. So therefore, the reward and punishment, this works for reward also, that somebody is does the right thing, and even if they don't have Bechira anymore to do the right thing, but they put themselves in that matzah to do the right thing, then they're going to get rewarded as if they had Bechira, that they chose to do the right thing, and not that it was instinctive and automatic. But this outcome of Chaim and Maves is not B'Torah Schar V'Onesh per se of his Maisa Bechira, but Schar V'Onesh on Maisim, that only because they touched a Maisa Bechira, they're also considered that they're done with Bechira. Meaning, Maisim that were done without Bechira, but are now considered as if they were done with Bechira because of the bad, good or bad deeds that preceded them. So the Chaim and the Maves are also connected to the Bechira, insofar as that these punishments will be given even for Maisim that were done without Bechira because they touched Bechira, because they were impacted by the person's original good or bad choices. And with this we can understand what it says in the Pasuk in Shmos 34:7, Poked Avon Avos Al Banim. That Hashem remembers the sins of the fathers on the children. When is that? when they're Ochez Maisa Avoseim B'yadeim, when they're holding on to those deeds. What do the Maisim of the Avos have to do with the Onesh? That when the children follow in the deeds of the Avos, they get punished for the deeds of the Avos. So what is Nogea, the Maisa Avosav, just because his Avos did something? Why should he get punished? The answer is that if he is Ochez Ba'osam HaMaisim, if he grabs on to those evil deeds, so he's doing a Maisa Bechira. And this Negiah of Maisa Bechira puts the Maisim of his Avos, which were done without his Bechira, right, what my grandfather did, I didn't choose, he chose. But the moment a person makes a bad choice, so now he's Mitzurif, his Maisim that he did with negative choice, with bad choice, are now connected to things that are beyond his choice, which are the Maisim of his Avos, and he gets punished for that as well, and rewarded for that as well. In other words, it transforms them into a Metzias of Bechira. And to such an extent, we see this, that Rabbeinu Yonah explains, this is in the Shari Tshuva, in the first Shari, in Ikiyot Dalet, that Lashon of the Vidui of Anachnu Vavaseinu Chatanu is founded on this Yisod. And he explains, what is he misvada for the oven of his avos for? He didn't choose them, it's his avos. But rather, b'mida she'ocheiz avon avoseim b'yideihem, b'mida yachol lehisvados aleihem. To the extent that a person is holding on to the oven of his avos, he can also be misvada. What do you mean? How can he be misvada for the oven of the avos? That's exactly what we've been saying. His bechira, his good choice, his negative choice, his bad choice, transforms even the maisim of his avos to his choice, and therefore he can be misvada for them. So he's saying, I'm misvada for my own sins and the sins of my avos, because that's the power of my choice. Because of my negative choices, I also now have to take the blame for choices I didn't make. And that's, again, that's the mahalach we see by Paro. It's mamish a theological breakthrough we're making here with this Rambam. That because I made my negative choice, so if my avos also made those negative choices, even though it wasn't with my choice, but now their bad choices are also on my cheshbon, and I can be misvada. I can confess those sins, because now they're on my cheshbon as well, as if I did them willingly, because I willingly made my own negative choices. I made the bad choices. I chose to sin. So even things I didn't choose, now I also get on my account. I'm also guilty for, which is the oven of the avos. No, I didn't choose that. But since I'm going in their derech of sin, so I also now have to take the blame for their averis as well, because the koach of Bechira is that once I make the wrong choices, I also have to take the blame and the punishment for choices that I didn't make, and that's Paro. He made the wrong choices, he lost his Bechira, and he still gets it now for not letting the people go. So we are not there yet. We're some of the way there. And I'm asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shibarov Rachamav V'chasadav, that he give me life, and you life, health, and everything we need. And Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, in the next shir, B'li Neder, the Hemshech of this shir, we will hopefully see more niflos mitaras Hashem. And I genuinely and profoundly thank you for listening and allowing me to share this incredible Torah with you. And we should be zoche leot niflaot mitorat Hashem. Shalom, shalom.